We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Steve Roberts joining us live on the line. Steve, we saw kind of a unique thing here in Buffalo that we haven't seen a lot of before, and that was dueling rallies. You know, the type where you'll see one side come out, the other side follow, and then, you know, some screaming and shouting after the fact. Kind of symbolic of the political discourse that's going on now throughout the country. Do you see any, relief might be the right word for any of that? It seems like we have two sides shouting at each other louder and louder, and it doesn't appear like it's going to end anytime soon.
Oh, I think it's going to get worse. I mean, the fact is that emotions are running so high, and Americans have divided so strongly along these tribal lines, and the president every day is stoking those rivalries. When you go to his rally last week, and he the chance of go back home to the four Democratic women, three of whom, of course, are native-born Americans. This is the kind of emotions that the president is stoking, and Democrats are feeling in return. And as much as he is trying to rally his base, he and I think successfully, he has the counter reaction of people feeling strongly that they want to get rid of him. And I have covered politics for over 50 years, and I've never seen this kind of deep-seated loathing and disrespect and animosity on both sides. And as the election year goes on, I think it's only going to get worse, in part because I think the president has made it very clear that this is his strategy. His strategy is not to unite the country. His strategy is not to reach out to wavering voters. His strategy is to maximize the intensity and feelings among his core supporters, and that's how he does it.
You know, the election is so long away. I mean, how much of the discourse that we're hearing about now will last that long, or do we move on to something else?
Well, it's hard to say, but I think the basic parameters of Trump's strategy is very clear. Trump's strategy is, as I say, to maximize the intensity and the turnout on his base, and he does that, and he's done it over and over and over again. This is not guesswork. This is a man who entered public life by talking about Obama as an illegitimate president because he was born in Africa. This is a man, on the day he announced for president, talked about Mexicans as rapists. And this is the strategy. The strategy is to demonize the opposition, to divide America, and to try to polarize the country. And he believes that if he can do that, that he is going to win a second term. And so the strategy is very clear. And if you think that rally in North Carolina was an aberration, it's just a preview of coming attractions.
I think a lot of people would look at political discourse in general and say it's reached a new low. But, Steve, we're a long way from 2020. I mean, where do we go from here? We've got to go even lower, right?
Well, I do think that you know, the Trump strategy is to try to convince voters that these four women, and let's remember, these women are exactly the opposite of his base of support. His base of support are aging white men without a college degree. These are young women of color with degrees and very outspoken. Everything about them is exactly the opposite of his core base of support. And that basic parameter, that basic definition of the two sides is not going to change. Trump is still going to appeal to aging white men, and the Democrats are still going to appeal to younger voters, minority voters, and liberal voters. And those parameters are set. And the real question is which side in some ways can galvanize their supporters more actively and emotionally. And I see no relief from this.
Is he trying, though, to portray these four progressives as really being the face of the Democratic Party, even though they're...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's exactly the strategy. Now, the Democrats are faced with a very difficult problem, because on one hand, they must defend these women against these charges, which are clearly motivated, clearly have strong racial and sexist elements to them. There's just no doubt about that. But they do not want to embrace their policy ideas. These are women who are demanding impeachment. These are women who favor upsetting the entire health care system. These are women who have very liberal views on decriminalizing undocumented workers who come across the border. And the Democrats know that if Donald Trump succeeds in his strategy, if he succeeds in branding the Democratic Party as the party of these four women, from a policy point of view, as opposed to the point of view of racism and sexism, but from a policy point of view, they know that's a winner for Donald Trump. Only 21% of Americans, to take one example, favor impeachment now. So they are faced with a real dilemma. How do you defend these women against these attacks while not embracing their policy proposals?
It's got to make the Democratic primary pretty interesting from here on out, right?
Well, exactly, and a lot of the same tensions, a lot of the same rivalries will play out in Democratic politics, because the smart Democratic strategists who can count votes say, if the party nominates an Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie Sanders who espouse many of the same policy proposals as these four women, particularly in terms of jettisoning the entire health care system in favor of a government-run program, that this is not a winning strategy, and that the way Democrats win the presidency is with candidates like Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter and Jack Kennedy, who are much more pragmatic, mainstream moderates. So, yes, this is going to play out. This same tension is going to play out on the debate stage and in the primaries.
Steve, thanks. That's Steve Roberts joining us this morning from Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.